Before we start then, I'll just tell you a few things I'll mention. So I'll mention diversity and biodiversity. I'll mention the ecosystem and ecosystems. I'll also mention the biosphere. Now the biosphere is, if you like, the total animal, plant, life in the world, okay? Or in a specific area. So obviously the oceans contain a great deal of our biosphere, lots of the species on this planet and so on. I'll mention the Food and Agriculture Organization. It's a UN organization, the FAO. Fish stocks. And catches as well. Catches of fish. How much fish you catch. Quotas. And reserves, marine reserves. Right, okay, off we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I spoke to you quite recently about a report, and this report predicted that by 2048, so roughly 40-odd years in the future, the last species of fish will have become extinct. Now, it seems quite a precise date to have picked for this tragic event, 2048, why not 2050, make it nice and round. But the scientists that undertook this research have pinpointed what they believe will be the exact moment that we will see the last fish disappear. Obviously, this is exceedingly worrying for fish lovers and those who just like to sample a bit of fish every now and again. It's also worrying because people are consuming more and more fish these days. We hear in the media constantly that fish is very good for your health. We spoke about this the other day at the mini conference, I believe. And it's recommended that you have fish twice a week, for instance, because it contains the omega-3 fatty acids that are so beneficial to our bodies. But of course, if people start consuming more fish, this means that stocks will decrease unless they are managed very carefully. But that, ladies and gentlemen, is the problem. Fish stocks are not being managed carefully. They are being mismanaged, and to an incredible degree. Apparently, of the world's oceans, and think about the amount that the oceans cover, the size, the absolute enormity of the oceans. Of these oceans, only 1% are under marine reserves currently, i.e. areas where fishing is completely outlawed. It should be pointed out that fish and marine species are much more diverse than land species. We, probably being land lubbers, think of ourselves as and the animals to be found here on land as being very diverse, but compared to what can be found in the world's seas and oceans, we are not particularly diverse at all. 90% of the biosphere, so all of the species of life on Earth, are to be found in the oceans. So that shows you that only 10% is found on land. The main problem as well is that there is a very complex food chain in the sea. And if you remove one element from the food chain, let's say the top predators, the big fish, if you remove these from the food chain, then there is nothing to eat the next animal down the food, the next fish or marine life form down the chain. And so what this can lead to is, I'll give you one example. For example, with algae, if you remove the organisms that feed on algae, then this causes algae to proliferate. And this has been noticed around the world. If the algae proliferates, then it's very hard for sunlight to reach the sea bed or as far down as it should reach, because it is blocked by algae. And this can have disastrous consequences for other life forms that need sunlight. So that's what happens if you overfish and if you remove species from the food chain. There are various systems that are in place to monitor the health of the seas. For example, the United Nations has its Food and Agriculture Organization with a database which has compiled information from the last hundreds of years on fish stocks, what they were in the past, what they are now, and to predict what they could be in the future. And also, research has been conducted into other more bizarre fonts of knowledge, such as looking into archaeology and also looking into people's kitchen records to see what was available, what kind of fish was available in what quantities hundreds of years ago, and to compare with what has happened since we began industrially fishing. There is nothing wrong with fishing per se, but the main problem, to my view, is industrialized fishing. That is to say, where huge boats that are often the size of small towns take to the seas and literally drag their nets over the entire seabed, removing everything that is there. And in their wake, they leave nothing but a desert, because they have grabbed, taken out all of the life from the area that they have just dredged. It's very difficult for ecosystems to recover after such brutal treatment. And it is at the hands of these massive vessels that fish stocks are becoming extinct. It's not from what's called small-scale fishing, that is to say artisanal fishing, where a few fishermen go out in a boat and come back with a handful of fish. But this industrialized fishing is really what's wiping out the world's food stocks. Unfortunately, we don't seem to be learning. In the 1970s, the very productive areas off the coast of Newfoundland, around Canada, where for centuries cod had been fished, became endangered. No one heeded the warnings, and gradually cod disappeared from these areas. It became extinct. Ever since, this area has become a reserve, and now cod are returning in some numbers to the area, and fishermen are reporting that there is an increase in fish life in these areas. But it has taken, as you can see, some 20 years or more for this to happen. Some believe that what we should be doing is putting a ban on certain species. To say, for example, that you cannot fish for cod anymore, you cannot fish for tuna. There is a ban on this one species. But not only is this difficult to implement in practice, because when you're fishing, especially with these large-scale fishing vessels and nets, it's difficult to just fish for one species without catching another unintentionally. it would be far better, and this is what recent research shows, to in fact protect whole ecosystems rather than just one species of fish. Now, in agriculture, there is a concept which is called set aside. Now, this concept is that, let's say you have 4 fields in your farm, then you do not farm all 4 fields at the same time. You do not plant crops on all 4 fields at the same time. What you do is you leave one with no crops on it for a year or so, or for a season, and then you rotate, plant crops in this field, and leave one of the other fields fallow or with nothing growing there, no crops planted. This is what some people are advocating. Some scientists are saying this is what should be done in terms of fishing as well. If certain areas of the world's seas and oceans were left unmolested for a period of time, it would allow the whole ecosystem to recover, not only one species of fish, but many species of fish and marine life, to recover to former levels or near to former levels, and then fishing could recommence. And in return, another area would be set aside as a marine reserve. And it would appear that this is a much better idea than just isolating individual species. Tests have been done into whether or not this is a viable idea. And the tests showed that the damage that has already been done can be reversed. On average, looking at areas where fishing had been banned, either because fish stocks had collapsed or because the space had been designated an official marine reserve, the number of species in these sites increased by 23%. And the fishermen catching fish around these protected regions reported an increase in the number of fish up to 4 times the number of fish that they had seen previously. The date of 2048, as I said, is quite chillingly precise. But unless we start applying some of these ideas now, then it will be too late in a few years' time to do so, and we will probably see many species become extinct. Fisheries are an important way of life for many people, especially in the European Union and neighbouring countries as well. And obviously, it's a very political issue because people's jobs and livelihoods are tied to it. But there will be no jobs and no livelihoods in 2048. So it really means that compromises have to be made now rather than at a later date. And I hope that this is what can happen soon and that we can have more marine reserves where fish stocks can be allowed to recover to their former levels. Otherwise, as I said, by 2048, the picture will be a very dismal one. Thank you.